Did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Do you think you are part of that 75%? I really didn't think that I would be, but when asked to list out all the subscriptions I paid for, one or two slipped through the cracks that I totally forgot about. One of which was for something that I swore I canceled forever ago. Think about it. Between streaming platforms, apps, delivery services, and even parenting / kid subscriptions, though they all seem like small amounts, when pulled together, that's a pretty big chunk of your spending money out the door. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting time on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/morningcup. That's rocketmoney.com/morningcup. rocketmoney.com/morningcup. Today's podcast is brought to you by newspapers.com, the ultimate destination for exploring the mysteries of the past. If you're fascinated by true crime, get ready to dive into the stories that made headlines. Newspapers.com offers a billion pages of historical newspapers from the U.S. and beyond, and you can search the entire collection in seconds. Their vast newspaper collection is a goldmine for eyewitness accounts, crime scene photos, news reports, and more. Whether you're interested in famous crimes or long-forgotten cases, newspapers.com gives you a front-row seat to more than 300 years of history. For our listeners, newspapers.com has a special offer. Use the code CUPOFMURDER for an exclusive 20% discount on your subscription. That's promo code CUPOFMURDER at newspapers.com. Sign up today and start unraveling the true crime mysteries that keep you up at night.
There were two more murders 15 miles away.
When police arrived, they found the telephones and electricity lines.
We have a weird homicide.
A scene described by one investigator as reminiscent of a weird
morning.
Cup of murder.
The argument between guilt and acting in self-defense can be a tricky one. On March 7th, 2015, a woman shot a man who, depending on what side you believe, might have either been the victim or the aggressor. So if you like your coffee hot but your bones chilled, sit back and start your day with a morning cup of murder. John J.J. Rush and Kara Ryan fell in love and married in 1996. Unfortunately, after 9 years of marriage, the retired police sergeant turned investigator with the medical examiner's office and teacher at the local Florida high school decided to end their union and filed for divorce. Their split, however, didn't last very long, and by 2007, the pair rekindled their flame and began an almost decades-long on-again, off-again relationship. Everything, however, came to an end in February of 2015, when JJ, now 45, called things off for a final time and moved out. Despite his resolve to end their relationship for good, JJ still felt the need to go to Kara's Indian Rocks Beach apartment to fix things up and check on her to make sure everything was okay, a decision that would turn out to be a deadly one. On March 7th, 2015, just about a month or so after breaking things off, John Rush went over to Kara's apartment after she texted him. While there, Kara got another message from a new man, and JJ, angry, decided to leave. After six calls from his former wife, he decided to go back to the apartment, and just moments later, he was met with a gunshot to his back from a .38 caliber pistol that he had given his wife years before. JJ stumbled out of the apartment and alerted a neighbor, while Kara, calling 911, said he had just raped her and that the entire thing was an act of self-defense. John Rush never recovered, and with the whole entire scenario completely flipping in a new direction, Kara Ryan was arrested days later and charged with second-degree murder. When speaking with officers, Kara claimed that JJ, upon coming back to the house, pinned her down, raped her, and threatened her life. Despite her insistence that this was the chain of events that led to JJ's death, friends, family, and even the police had a hard time believing her story. When things were taken to court, the prosecutor in the case told the jury that Kara's story had changed several times during her interviews with the local investigators. And according to assistant state attorney Liz Jack, she was nothing more than a crazy ex who was unwilling to move on. Later telling the jury that Kara invited JJ over for sex, they claimed that, quote, he accepted her invitation and, by the end of the night, he was dead. Kara, however, claimed that JJ became angry when he learned that she was sexting another man and that the rape was a product of that anger. The state was unconvinced, claiming she invited him over and revealed to the courts that, just 2 days before the shooting, Kara found out that her ex-husband finally removed her from his bank accounts and that this might have been her motive. Calling her a controlling woman who made up the story that labeled JJ a rapist because she was angry that she lost her hold over him, detectives took the stand and pointed out just how much Kara changed her story. Detectives who, the defense would point out, were close friends of JJ's and showed a definite bias. They also claimed that the responding deputy who stayed with Kara while they waited for detectives to arrive at the scene also changed his story a bit and said that he too was a friend of the victims. He denied the friendship and claimed that they only worked together on a professional basis. The defense also pointed out, in addition to questioning if her Miranda rights were read to her, that Kara Ryan was left in the patrol car for a total of 3 hours before getting attention for her rape and being brought in for questioning. In fact, she sat in that patrol car so long that she urinated on herself. They claim that JJ was, quote, out of control on the day of the murder, that he was driving around drunk and was in the midst of an oxycodone withdrawal. With one side claiming her a cold-blooded controlling killer and the other a victim who acted in self-defense, on May 12, 2017, the jury came back and found Kara Ryan not guilty of fatally shooting her ex-husband. While not disputing that she was the one who pulled the trigger, they believe that she acted in self-defense and believe that it was either her life or his. She was officially acquitted a few months later. Thank you for joining me in my morning cup of murder. Please join me again tomorrow to What Terrible Thing Happened on March 8th. Don't forget to rate and subscribe and let me know how you like it. If you want to help support the podcast, there is always Patreon or just sharing it with your true crime obsessed friends. And remember, stay safe.